This is Aisha interviewing Sam Boone in Arlington, Texas. Today is March 20th. Thank you so much for being here. To start, just tell me about what your upbringing was, your childhood. As a child, just your upbringing, where you lived, what you did as a child.
When you were little?
I just a kid, in the jungle kid. Just living in the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Where were you?
North Thailand.
Okay. And what did you do there?
I just do a normal kid. Same, just play with animal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm elephant trainer. My family have elephant.
Wow.
And I got one. I just training and playing with the elephant.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you started training the elephants?
11 year.
Wow. And what was that? What did you do? What was that like?
Like I have friend, very good friend with animal. I just play with them and enjoy. Just love to go to the mountain, love to live in the jungle,
mm-hmm.
and learn to know myself, by myself. But I have the trainer, I have the leader, to training how to be a good person, just same normal people.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animals were you around?
Oh, the jungle, I live in the jungle. Tiger, bird, monkey, in the jungle.
Mm-hmm. And all close to your home?
Yes, my hometown is in the jungle. No mm-hmm. light, no electrics,
mm-hmm.
no phone.
Mm-hmm. And when you say your leaders taught you how to be a good person,
mm-hmm.
what did that mean?
Before you speak, you have to think first. That's a truth or not? That's a hurt yourself or hurt other or not? Before, knowing before you do. They're training me, be careful, because in the moment, very dangerous. You can kill the person you love, and also you can hurt yourself. You can kill your dad and mom because in the moment thought, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Especially dangerous because as a child, you're living around all these potentially dangerous animals.
Maybe all. Mm-hmm. Because the old people, they just telling what they're knowing. Before, I never come to the Buddhist temple. Mm-hmm. I just living with animal and living with the people, the home, my hometown born. My hometown, we have elephant, more than 250 elephant.
Wow.
We just go get the wild animal, wild elephant, come and training like a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we learn how to use.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened to the elephant after training them?
We use them to carry the log, bring the log to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have order from the government, we have permit
mm-hmm.
to cut the log and bring the log to the, a little bit the wood company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so so the elephants were used
mm-hmm.
like that. And you started doing that at 11,
yes.
You said. Was your dad by you, or were elders watching you when you were at 11?
My dad.
Okay.
I meet my dad.
And so your dad was the one who taught you?
Yes.
Okay. And were there other people your age also in your town growing up doing, training as well, or were you early for your age?
Yeah, I'm early.
Okay.
Right, but all the more than the older than me, 5 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
My group have 30 people. I mean, I have the like a team, like a football team. My team, 30 elephant.
Wow.
Team.
Wow.
We have team. I mean, for the bring this to this to this.
How many people would be on the team like that?
For me, only 30.
Oh, team. For you only.
And another team, they have more.
And how old were you at that point?
11.
Still 11. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Because
okay.
I start 11 and I worked that 10 years.
Wow. And how was that responsibility at 11? How did you...
Because I just love it. I quit the school. I mm-hmm. not finish school.
Mm-hmm.
I just leave school and leave mom.
Mm-hmm. So
family.
That for 10 years?
Yes.
In Northern Thailand?
Yes, in a night, when I be 19, close to 20 years.
Okay.
And after that, I leave home to be a monk.
And tell me about that.
The first, I decided to be a monk. I love mom because my culture believe if mom have the first kid, son, if the son be a monk, make the mom go to the heaven. And also, I would like to apologize for mom because I leave mom when I'm 11. I leave school too. I just go. And I need to, sorry mom, forgive me please. Just only asking. I cannot make my mom forgive me. But always mom forgive. I just asking, I would like to wear a yellow robe, be a monk for you. 1 week.
1 week?
Yes.
That's what you're thinking. Okay.
Mm-hmm. First, I decided okay. only 1 week.
Uh-huh.
And after that...
How, and this was at how old? Yeah.
Now?
At that age, when you started.
We come to 20.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you thought 1 week?
I decided 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, my dad come. Can you make for dad 3 months?
Uh-huh.
I say okay. And after that, mom say, can you make more for me? Mom asking
uh-huh.
3 months.
And this is all, you're in still in Northern Thailand?
Yes, North Thailand. In Uttaradit, province, North Thailand.
Okay.
Close nearby Chiang Mai.
Okay.
And after past 6 months, for mom, for dad 3 months, for mom 3 months, and no one make me be
Thank
a monk.
Thank you.
I just love to do it because I know something. Before, I don't know. I just do what I want to do. I just fight, if they fight. But after that, for the Buddhist teaching, forgive. I mean, you don't need to hurt someone because that thing, they will come back to you later on. The reason the bad thing happened to you, because your own karma, I mean, I did it. Before, someone hurt me, someone talk bad to me, that means my own karma. If I decide to talk back or fight back, that's my new karma. That's my teacher teaching me. And after that, I just try to limit my anger. But I cannot get all my anger. I only limit and reduce only. Still in here and try to let it go and let it be. I still have angry. I still have greedy. I mean, they cannot get away from me. They always with me. Now I only limit and reduce, cannot control. I cannot tell stop. Angry now, stop greedy now, no, cannot. I just try to do the good, to do the best I can. Because I cannot make me and or make all the bad or good go away from me. same sun, they just still coming. Only one thing you can do, hiding. Or people still born, reborn, die, reborn, reborn. We cannot end. And for the Buddha teaching, we have three things. You can end this life. But you have to be single all your life. You cannot get married. That's why I love it. Because I love, when I'm young, I just love to stay alone. The truth, I never sleep with women. I never know about the woman body. Because I just don't like it. I just love to do it, to be me.
And when you said at 20, first you thought you went for a week, then your mom said, can you stay if you want? Your dad said, and what you're talking about now, did you realize, were you starting to come to that turning point at 20, or did it take more time to realize?
I just love to do it. Like a one day, because the truth, after I be a monk past 5 years, I see something I cannot tell, because I cannot tell you what look like. Really deep. Only you have experience by yourself. You cannot tell that to anyone. Simple. If I ask you, are you hungry? No one cannot answer that. Only you. Only that person only. And I know the truth means everything is temporary. Includes my body. Not different from leaf, not different from flower, not different from fruit or the tree. One day they will go down, go back to Mother Earth. We are all have the same mom, Mother Earth. Christian, Islam, Hindu, any religion, the same name, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, same today. They have only 24 hours, nothing different, only thinking, only thought. After I know that, I just love to do it, to be a monk. And to telling the people what I know, what I learned from my teacher. Teacher always telling me, I am already telling, I cannot done nothing for no one. You be what you think, you get what you done. Just be happy. You never know how much time you have left. You on your own. That's I love it. That's I decide to live one day at a time. Until now. 33 years, become 34 years next year.
Wow.
Now I'm 53.
Wow.
But I still love it to do. Like I have only one day left in this world. I don't know when I live. I don't know how I die. I don't know where I die.
And when you, how long did you stay at the one temple in northern Thailand until you left, or did you move?
The first temple, I lived 1 year. The second, 2 years. And the third, 2 years.
Okay.
And the number four, almost 3 years. And I come to USA, 1995.
Okay, and why did you come here?
I'm Buddhist missionary.
Okay.
I come for talk to the people, Buddhist people in here. They need a monk for teaching, teaching the truth. The truth means no name. When you put the name, that's not the truth. Number one, not the truth. A, B, C, D, not the truth. You just copy or Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, you just create, you just name on it. The earth also not the truth. The water, this not the water. The wind also not the truth. You just name on it. Four element mean no earth, no water, no fire, no wind. You just name on it for the study only. The end, we go back. The reason, we don't, the earth, not the earth mean, the earth they can transform. If you grow the onion, the earth transforms to the onion. If you grow the strawberry, the earth transforms to the strawberry. And they come back again. Same today, morning, noon, evening, but you name on it. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, say, but the truth, none. Your house also, you just name on it. Your house never walk behind you. School never walk behind no one. The same airport, the same mountain, the same Z. You just stay there. Your foot pin on the Z, you just step on and disappear, disappear. You and me not different from the foot pin on the Z. Oh, one drop of rain, they direct to the Z. We are all in one. I am not different from apple. I am not different from bluebonnet flower. I am not different from you. After I die, I mean no nation, no religion. The same, you come here, you born in this world, you don't bring the name with you. They give you after you birth certificate. After you die, they give you one death certificate. That means they take all. They not let you take body, take bone. They not allow. The same you go to airport. They not allow you take the home. They not allow you take the land because they cannot take. The land never walk behind one. The land not belong to me, not belong to you. We are all belong to the earth. Mm-hmm. That's I believe, and also that's the truth, mm-hmm. The cycle. Not different. If you compare you and me, one drop of rain, one drop of rain, nothing different. Direct go to the Z and steam up. Make a cloud and go down again. You call water, but water, not the water. You just name on it. Mm-hmm. The wind also, not the wind. You just name on it for the study. Everyone know. Before, you were one cell, I am one cell. When mom and dad, they have two cells, they change the name to the sperm. And after that, they change it. Same school, PK, kitten, even then have move on. But school, stay there, never go nowhere. Never end.
Mm-hmm.
1 million people study, number one, one more, number one copy. Can you tell which number one original, which number one copy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We cannot tell because we copy, that's not the truth.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that you started preaching, or what would the word be? I guess you were speaking the truth. And you, when did you start speaking more at temples and to groups of people when you moved to America?
I always do in Thailand.
And okay,
I'm teacher, Pali teacher.
Okay.
Before I be a missionary. For going to overseas, I learn English by book,
mm-hmm.
and learn from people come.
Mm-hmm.
My English no good because I don't love to go to school. That's why I'm so stupid.
Oh, your English is very good.
Because I love to stay in the jungle, love to play with the animal, because that's my friend, that's my family.
Mm-hmm. And why? What did you learn growing up with and playing with it? Because those were not easy animals to play with. You know, you mentioned tigers. What do you think you learned from that?
I learned from the nature law. Tiger, they don't want to be tiger. The dog, they don't want to be a dog because the karma make them be.
Mm.
Don't trust those animals.
Mm.
Don't hurt those people. Because those people, the cat, they don't want to be the cat because karma make them be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't hate anything. I mean, don't worry another animal, because I am also animal too. If I am not training,
mm-hmm.
because I can hurt other,
mm-hmm.
I mean I ready to do. If you're not training, mm-hmm. your mind. If you're not limit, if you're not reduce, and another one, if you're not respect. The reason I learn, I should Buddhist teacher, because he say 5 precepts. Do you like it? If someone killing you, then don't do to other. This means respect. The second one, do you like it? If someone stealing something from you, check your personal thing, and telling to do everything, then don't do to other. Number 3, do you like it? If someone sleep with your wife, your sister, your daughter, your dad, mom, then don't do to other. Number 4, do you like it? Is someone lying to you? Then don't lie to other. Number 5, do you love yourself? Then don't drink too much. Don't drug yourself. Don't mm-hmm. hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the lesson I learned mm-hmm. for I should the Buddhist, because respect, don't do the thing you don't want to other.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot stop other people hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot stop other people killing you. No way. Only you. You cannot make all the people love you, but you can love all the people. Like always I say, I don't have time to worry. I don't have time to worry about who don't love me, because I spend all my time love the person who love me. That's all I can do. I mean, I cannot change morning, I cannot change evening, just accept, learn to live with, learn to deal with it. That's all.
Mm.
I mean, you cannot change, or you cannot make people to be what you want them to be. No, no way.
Mm.
Because you have your personal happiness. I have my personal happiness. The same, you have personal eye, no one can use. You have personal ear, you have personal hand, you have personal leg, you have personal mind, you have personal brain. No one cannot download your wisdom from you. Only you telling them, and they want to copy by themselves. The same, I prepare food for you. Or I take you go to the airport. I hope you enjoy this flight. That's all. you go or not? I just hope. I hope you enjoy the food.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoy the beach. Me not different from the log. Me not different from the flower. Me not different from the mango. Me not different from you. Only thought the same Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, this year, last year, next year. If without today, yesterday, how you can count on? Yesterday cannot without today. Tomorrow cannot without today. Morning cannot without noon. Noon cannot without morning. And I never seen more than that. Morning, noon, evening.
Yeah.
Morning, noon, evening. Mm-hmm. Any religion.
Mm-hmm.
People born, teenager, older, and die again and again.
Mm.
That's the reason make me be a monk. Because if I have the woman, one day I will have the kid. When you have the kid, you have to make money for pay for school and more.
Mm.
But for the Buddhist, mean if you want to end this life not killing, you have to training your mind to purify.
Mm-hmm.
Same water, you can mix with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And no one cannot block water. You block water like this, if they cannot up, they go down. If you take it down, you just make more like a stream up.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And how many people come to you? How many people come to you for guidance? How many people do you speak to?
Before, more than 100.
Oh, right, before.
Now we've got COVID time. I don't allow them come.
Mm-hmm. How did that... so you, it went from 100 to...
We do every week. Every week. Before, every week, every month. We have normal for the 4 times a year for the learning, meditate, learning how to limit, how to reduce, how to respect other people and other religion, because we are all family. We are all in one. You cannot without those people, because we need those people.
And a lot of what you were saying just now helps live life for yourself,
yes,
in general.
For,
but how? What do you tell people that are now, especially with the pandemic and everything, what I'm sure a lot of people have are even more stressed or concerned, or even the way they view life. What do you tell these people now?
For me, for the Buddhist, I'm like a big tree. I cannot go telling people. If those people need the shade of the tree, they have to come by themselves. If I like a same earth, same mountain, we cannot move to other people. We cannot tell people come.
And what do you tell the people that come to you then?
No, cannot. They just see like a flower. If people come see, oh, beautiful, I'm not happy, I'm not angry. Or people say, oh, I don't like the break, I just enjoy. Or if someone come to kill me, I just enjoy. I have to die anyway. Thank you so much. I don't need to killing myself. I'm so sorry. If I hurt you something, the same tree, just stand there. Same mountain, just stay there. That's all the Buddhist way to teaching. We never walk, we never tell people. Same apple on the tree. If you need apple, you have to come and pick it up by your own. We don't tell people, come and see the water, come to mountain. No, we don't do. And my teacher not allow you do.
So the people that come for guidance,
They have to come by themselves.
Go ahead.
Same school, you just stay there. If you want, you have to go by your own.
And the people that are coming for guidance right now during the pandemic, what does that look like?
I don't know. Understand.
During the pandemic, if someone wants to come to the temple, are they allowed to see you for a little bit? Is it closed down completely right now?
No, not closed down completely. They can come and talk.
Okay.
But they have to wear the mask.
Okay. One at a time? Is it?
Yes.
So no more group?
Yes, more group, because very dangerous. I scared too, because maybe this is not safety for those group, because some people come, we don't know, we don't see the COVID. We have to protect.
So people that are coming during the pandemic right now and seeking guidance, really hard time for a lot of people, what do you tell them or share with them?
The same broom on it. I just broom when the season coming. People come see or not, I just do my job.
Okay.
And when the season gone or broom, all the tulip are gone, and next year come again, something like that.
What do you think of the pandemic? Has it not affected you very much? You're still blooming. How? Tell me about that.
For me, I accept. I enjoy. I just enjoy, because I just do what I have to do. I mean, I have my job. I just done my job. Because one day I have to leave this world, temporary for stay. I mean, everything I just borrow, including this body, temporary to use. But what I'm doing, I mean, I'm action, that's belong to me. I mean, my spirit, let's go somewhere. Maybe to be flower, maybe to be earth, maybe to be water, maybe to be the snow, somewhere in this. I cannot get out.
Mm-hmm.
The same handle all the time, tick, 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 minute and hour. Just learn to know the truth and accept and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot get away and you cannot change. I mean, you cannot make morning come, you cannot make morning stay. It's just come and go, come and go, come and go, come and go. I'm really happy to see you. I enjoy it. I'm happy with it. Just love them all the same you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you love something, that's when you love yourself. If you talk very nice to the Buddha, that's when you talk very nice to yourself. When you bring the food, offer to the Buddha, that's when you do for yourself. Buddha never take the same. You grow the onion, you will get the onion. You grow the garlic, you will get the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
You grow the corn it will come off.
That's beautiful, thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
Well, to wrap up, I guess. I guess just to end, I want to open this for anything else you want to share, or anything we didn't cover, anything that I didn't pose a question to. Yeah, I just give you that space.
No.
Non-self. Okay. Non-self, that's mean you concentrate yourself. And before you are a small baby, everyone have to pass. And you continue, and to the end, you turn to the ash. I mean, if you understand that's the truth, you free yourself. I mean, heaven is here, heaven in your thought, and also hell in here. Not after you die, no. When you're happy, that means you are be in heaven already. Or when you do something good, you speak good to mom and dad who take care of you before, who give food you before, who let you stay home before. And one day you will understand the non-self. Non-self means just the name. Every religion, all same. For the Buddhist, same calendar, same number, number one, number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and zero. We just reuse the number. Number in this world, they have only original nine number and zero. The day, they have only day time, 2 hours, night time, 2 hours. But you say 1 year, have 365 days. You have to go back to this. And after that, you will see yourself, non-self. Because no name. No name. And also, ego, super ego, more deep, you have to take time.
Mm-hmm.
Take time to... Not easy to tell the baby, this is not the water.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy. And also, not easy to tell the PK student, 1 week they have only 1 day, 1 year they have only 1 day, no way. Because they believe in the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth, what Monday look like? What Tuesday look like? You just name all it. The same, you may say, number one, not different from number two. Or, daytime, not different from the night time. They don't believe it. You have to let them learn by themselves. Non-self, easy to talk. But hard to understand. Me, learn 33 years past, but still don't understand yet.
Yeah.
But I know what look like.
Mm.
Non-self. But I cannot get away because I still have it. I still have hand. If someone hurt me, maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'm not perfect yet.
Mm.
I mean, take time. For the main thing for the Buddhists, we just living for today, one day at a time. I mean, be happy. You never know how much time you have left, and enjoy yourself. You're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Buddhists daily do. Wake up morning, some 3:30, some 4 in the morning, sitting meditate, walking meditate. Meditate means knowing before. You take knowing before you talk. Knowing before.
Mm-hmm.
Before you talk. Truth or hurt other or not. If not the truth, don't tell it, don't talk it, don't speak it. Just limit, reduce and respect.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to
thank you for having me.